Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Love to hear from you. Join us on Twitter at eRadioSports. Right now, we're going one-on-one with one of our most compelling guests. We love having Steve Bordstein from Fox Sports New Mexico. He's joining us. And Steve, you know, we're going to transition now. We were talking about the fight in our first segment, but let's talk about the NBA playoffs. But before that, how about the big coaching change who has filled the vacancy? Billy Donovan arriving now in OKC. Why was he the right man for this job?
Well, that's a good question, and I don't know if long term he is. I mean, he's a great name. If you're there's the reason he's the guy is because he's a name. He's a get, and so, you know, in the parlance of you wanted to get a big name, you needed a splashy name. Billy Donovan's name is that splashy name, but boy, that is a tenuous position he finds himself in. He's got his two best players, Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant, each of them over the next couple of years facing free agency seasons. I mean, if it doesn't work out, I mean, if, you know, I look at it this way. You always judge a new coach's success by their ability to achieve more than the coach who just left. So for old Oklahoma City, the task is this. You got to get into the postseason. But we know that's not good enough in OKC. We know that's not good enough for Kevin Durant. We know that's not good enough for Russell Westbrook. And with these two guys each having free agency seasons coming up for the next 2 years, the expectations for those two are going to be even greater. So, number one, you have to deal with the Billy Donovan issue of he's got to get this team to take it to the next level, get into the postseason, make a run towards a championship. Then he's got to deal with, you know, then you have the front office who now has to deal with, you know, the high rent contracts that both of these two players are going to demand in their free agency years. And if things don't go well, if there's injuries, if there's guys who just want to get out. I mean, I don't see any way Kevin Durant stays in Oklahoma City. I think they've got to win a championship next year for him to stay there. And I think that's a long shot. So I understand the get. I understand from a publicity perspective and from a marketing perspective, Billy Donovan's a good name. I don't know why you wouldn't have waited a couple of weeks to see about Tom Thibodeau, because I don't think he stays in Chicago. I think that would have been a very good move for Oklahoma City. Because I know the relationship between Thibodeau and the Bulls is fractured right now. I don't expect him back with the Bulls next year. I think Thibodeau would have been just as good a move, and you wouldn't have had to worry about you'd still have the same worries about Westbrook and Durant, but you wouldn't have to worry about the plague. And you know this. You've seen this before. Mm-hmm. College coaches trying to coach at the NBA level. Rick Pitino was a disaster at it. We've seen it before. Guys can't do it. They can't hack it at that next level. So I'm a little worried about that aspect of it, because it's easy to yell and scream at college kids. It's not as easy to do that when the players of the team are making far more than you are.
Oklahoma City new head coach Billy Donovan, a two-time NCAA championship coach. You just have to wonder, what were the qualities that the Thunder were looking for in their new coach? A new voice, a younger guy that can relate to the guys? Because as you're saying, Steve, I mean, this is a win-now team. This is not a rebuilding process. It's not Denver. It's not Orlando.
Correct. And I think the win early thing is the mentality. And you need a guy in there who provides a fresh voice. And you know, you've been around, you know, the athletic world, you know, just as long as I have, and you've been on the floor. So a coach's message is everything. And if the players don't buy into the coach's message, the players aren't going to do it. And that's it. You have to have a guy who's going to motivate. And I don't know if Scott Brooks was ever that guy. I don't know if Scott Brooks, especially this year, was ever that guy. I think there's a lot of coaches like that in the NBA. I think Eric Spoelstra is that guy that doesn't really motivate as much as he just had a really good team on the floor. I think Scott Brooks had a really talented team on the floor. And I'm not saying that he's not a good coach. This is just to say that there are guys on that team, namely Russell Westbrook, namely Kevin Durant, who may have just gotten tired of the message. And when the message gets stale, and when you're the guys that are making $40, $50 million, and that message gets stale, who goes? Not the guys who are hearing the message.
Right.
It's the guy who's delivering the message.
Hey, Steve Bordstein is with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, delivering some great stuff as we talk about Oklahoma City. KD, Steve, he played in only 27 games this past year. This was a roster just decimated with injuries. What do you think the biggest obstacle the Thunder will have to overcome as we look ahead? And as you're talking about, I mean, it's win now. It's championship or bust.
Well, I think now comes the question of who establishes themselves as the alpha dog on this team. You mentioned it. You know, Kevin Durant missed 55 games last year. Russell Westbrook was the guy. Russell Westbrook was the guy in conversation for MVP. Still is. So with Kevin Durant having won the MVP the year prior, now you've got two of them. So who carries this team next year? Who's the face of this franchise next year? Is it the guy whose contract is going to be up next season, or the guy whose contract is going to be up the season after that? You've got guys with a lot of different agendas. You've got guys who, you know, want the same thing, but go about it in a different way and maybe do it in a different fashion. And now you've got to figure out which one of these two guys is going to mesh best with the new head coach, which one and which guy the coach is going to mesh best with also. So there's a lot of really amazingly interesting stories that are going to play out during the summer league here, mm-hmm. during preseason. Is Kevin Durant 100%? Does Russell Westbrook become more of a facilitator again, like he was when Kevin Durant was healthy in the first place? Or does he want to be the alpha dog now that he essentially carried this team to nearly making the playoffs last season?
What, you know, and Steve, you talk about just maturation. What about Russell Westbrook? I mean, we saw a lot of that as a player this year. I mean, he refused to quit despite injuries.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Russell Westbrook, you know, became the other guy not named Steph Curry in the discussion for MVP. And, you know, all season long he was that guy. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, who becomes the leader of this team. I think it's going to be Westbrook. I think Durant has clearly indicated that he doesn't want to be there or he has no intention unless they're going to fork over a ton of money in the offseason next year for him to stay there. So I think Westbrook is going to be the guy who's going to get catered to, and I think he's going to be the guy who's going to do the mountain share of the work next season.
It's an exciting time in Oklahoma City. If you're a Thunder fan, you got a new coach in Billy Donovan, and he's going to have to adapt to the Thunder way. We've been going one-on-one with Steve Bortstein. We're flat out of time. Steve, give me a quick hit. How do you think the Derby plays out this weekend?
I like the two Baffert horses. Dortmund's drawn in post 8. American Pharoah drawn in post 18. I'm officially going with Dortmund. I think he's undefeated in 6 lifetime starts. Just did a good trip. I think he makes the last run turning for home. I think he'll win the race. And he'll be about 3 or 4 to 1 on the show for
it. It's a busy weekend in sports. Enjoy all the activities. Thank you so much, Steve. We appreciate you joining us on this Friday night.
My pleasure.
Okay, much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Again, love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, @eRadioSports. We will be right back with the biggest and the best in sports.